Last time we began discussing the sugya Dan Besulim, and we left off with a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba, as far as the nature of the chumrah of Dan Besulim. Both agree that fundamentally Dan Besulim is another flavor of Damaka, but they disagree in the as far as what the ramification of that is. The Ramban assumes that the fact that we're machmir on Dan Besulim and we're not tola on that as a way out of being a tamei woman is an indication that we're machmer and damak in general, that the Ramban shita, that bismana said, because we don't have the ability properly being the dama milsa, and properly ascertaining or discerning the correct color of what's dama, what's not. So just like we're machmer on damak across the board, Dan Besulim is no different. And the Rashba assumes, yeah, fundamentally, Dan Besulim is a kind of damaka, but we pass it differently in Dan Besulim because the consequences are less severe. When it comes to Ro Machmas Tashmish, if you're going to be Machmir, then you have the potential of asking the woman Labaila. As opposed to here, Dan Besulim, Bo Bilas Mitzvah Parish, is a one-time consequence of relatively less important, relative insignificance. So then it's not a big deal to be Machmir on Dan Besulim. And if every Damaka was of the same type of consequence, and theoretically, it'd be machmer and other damakas as well. Okay, the Rush has a different mahalach in Dan Besulim. There's a Rush in Ksubis and there's a Rush in Nida, and you have to put the two together and figure out how they jive. Now, the Rush in Ksubis in the first parak Halachatas writes, right, that's in the context of the Sugya Beis Avishal Chasidi Mishakala. So there, the Rush writes, the reason we're mafmir for Dan Besulim is Mishum Shema Nisarvu Bo Dan Nidas. We're concerned that if all you had was real, authentic Dan Besulim, then that would be a generic Damaka, and we'd be Mekel. The concern is that maybe there is Dan Nidas that gets mixed together with the Dan Besulim, and you can't separate the two. Where does this come from? Rav Avadia points out, Yabi Omer Chelik Aleph Yaradeya Simin Yudalid, Yaradeya Chelik Aleph Simin Yudalid, that this seems to be based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, Brachos Perek Beis, the end of Halacha Vav, Brachos Perek Beis, the end of Halacha Vav, the Yerushalmi has as follows, Kala Asura Lebesa Kol Shiva, that a Kala is Asura Lebesa, meaning Lebaila, for the week of Shavu Brachos. The Asalita Mimena Kol Shel Bracha, Devar Blazer, and you can't take the Kol Shel Bracha from her because she is a Surah Labaila. My time Devar Blazer, Efshar Shelo Yetze Dam Nida in Dam Besulim. That it's impossible that there isn't Dam Nida mixed together with Dam Besulim. So if in theory you could have proven that it's only Dam Besulim, we would have been Mekel, but we're concerned. Lashon Yerushalmi, it's impossible that it's not the case that there's Dan Nida mixed together with Dan Besulim. So why should that be? The Dan Besulim is coming from an area far away from the Makor. Why should there be concern that you have Dan Nida mixed together with Dan Besulim? So Rav Avadia points out two different formulations in Gaonim / Rishonim that shed light on this. The first is a Tshuva attributed to Rav Hai Gaon, printed in the collection of Tshuvas Gaonim entitled Shari Tshuva Simen Kuf Samaches. Shari Tshuva, Tshuvas Gaonim Simen Kuf Samaches. That there it says, B'shem Rav Hai Gaon as follows. Mipnei Shedam Besulim Goreim L'dam Nida Sheyetze Imo. That Dam Besulim causes Dam Nida to come out as well. Ukishahinav Elas Beila Rishona, when a woman experiences Biath Mitzvah, Ochezas Osa Ra'ada Vichalchala, she is overtaken with trembling. Ubizman Shaisha Mischalchalas, he pareshes Nida. And as she is trembling, she is pareshes Nida. So it's not that there's a connection per se between the Dam Nida and Dam Besulim, It's not like the concern of Dan Bashtana that maybe Chazal Makor, that somehow the Meir Glayim goes back into the Makor and pulls out the Damnit or whatever, however that works. But rather, it's a two-step process. It's not the Dan Basulim per se, but it's the Bi Rishona. Bi Rishona causes a certain tremoring of the body, and that causes the Psichas Pia Makor. And that causes Dan Basulim to come out, the Damnit to come out at the same time as Dan Basulim. So that's Rav Haigon, Tshuva Sagaonim, Shari Tshuva, Simen, Kuf, Samen, Ches. And then Rav Avadya points out a Sefer Eshkol that the concern is that because of the Chimud of Tashmish, that leads to a Psichas HaMakor, and then what comes out is some form of Dam Chimud, as we'll discuss probably next time. Maybe we'll get to it a little bit at the end today, the Sugya of Dam Chimud. So this is a kind of Dam Chimud that is caused by the Chimud of Bia Rishon. So the difference between these two formulations is the first of the Rav Haigon is that it's the Dam Besulim, which is the cause of Dam Nida to come out. The Dam Besulim, the Nesha Dam Besulim, Gorim, the Dam Nida, Shietze Imo, and that the emerging of the Dam Besulim through the Bi Rishona causes this Ra'ada V'Chalchala, as opposed to say for Eshkol, that it's the experience of that Tashmish, independent of Dam Besulim, that causes some kind of a Dam Chimur. Rav Avadya quotes from the Lechem Esimla, the Kisser Shulchan Aruch, that based on this Aguda, it should follow that if the concern is that there's a kind of Dam Chimud through Bi Rishona independent of the Dam Besulim, so that Chumr should apply even to an Almana, even to Be'ula, even if there's no Dam Besulim, but the Bi Rishona with any new wife, just as there's a din of Dam Chimud, even by a Misulak Estamim, even by an Almana. So if this is a Dam Chimud related halacha, it should apply to any marriage where there's Bi Rishona, even if there's no Basulim, even if the woman is not a Basul. That Chumr we don't find in Poskim, but he says if you're to go with that approach of the Aguda, that should logically follow. So again, this formulation in the Rush, based on the Rishami, of Nisarvu Bo Dam Nidus, either it's because the Dam Besulim itself causes this physiological reality that leads to some tremoring and leads to the Psichas Makor, or if not the Dam Besulim per se, but the Bia Rishona, which creates an emotional reality that brings out some form of Dam Chimud, which is the Dam Nidus that is referenced. So that's the Rush in Tzubis. Shemin is Arvu Bo Dam Nidus. The Rush here in Nida, the beginning of the 10th parak, which the Shach is Mitzayin in Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sivkat and Gimel. The Rush there writes, Venerally, take a look if you have it in front of you. The Perek Yud Siman Aleph. Venerally, Ditam Luchumra Zu, Lo Bishvil Shenachush Shema Yatza Dam in a Makor and Dam Besulim. It's not that we're Choshesh that Dam comes in a Makor together with Dam Besulim, which is what the Russian Ksuba sounded like he was saying. He's saying, it's not that we're concerned that Dam is Yotze min Makor im Dam Besulim. The Lama Nachush Bitinokis Shelo Yigiz Manu Liros. Because this din of Dam Besulim, the Mishnah, the beginning of the Parak, applies even to a woman who never saw, even to a young girl who never saw Dam before. So why should we be Choshesh for a Tinokis Shelo Yigiz Manu Liros, that not only is she seeing Dam Besulim, but she has Dam Nidus that gets mixed together with that? Afila Bisha Gadol Lama Nachush. Harmina lekaman afilu isha shehuchz the kaliyos roa machnas tashmish in yesh lemaka talabemakasa. Why isn't this your regular generic dam maka? Why are we choshesh for the mixing of dam nida together with dam misulim? Ella tam chumrazu mishum de beilas mitzvah la kol mesura. The beilas mitzvah is something that everyone experiences at some point. The ena kol bekiyin bechiluk sheyesh bein tinokes shelo igiyas mana liros. And people aren't necessarily attuned to the difference between a woman who never saw dam before getting married and a woman who has, where if the woman never saw dam before, the likelihood of having any dam nidus there is very minimal. Ubein bogares, ubein rasa. And similarly, people aren't readily distinguishing between a bogares where there's a bogares who never saw dam before and the woman who did see dam before, bein rasa, bein shelo rasa. I'm sorry, that they're not readily distinguishing between a tinoko shelo gizman liras bein gizman bein bogeres, comma, or bein rasa bein shelo rasa, and they're not readily distinguishing between a woman who saw dam before or not. The ode mishum dechasan yitzro tokva, and if we just leave it up to the chassan to make his own determinations, whether all you have is dam besulim or maybe there's dam nida, we're not going to trust him because yitzro tokfo. Hilka chiskimu rabbeinu lahashbos kulan velite lahem din chumra shebuchumras. So because of the difficulty in distinguishing between different scenarios, Chazal decided just to have a blanket low plug and to follow the highest common denominator, the chumra shebuchumras, of the relatively rare situation where there may be dam nida mixed together with dam basulim. So even though, Ravadi kind of says this, even though the Rosh in the beginning of this piece says, lo b'shvil shenacho shema yetzi dam in a makor, it's not that we're choshesh that there's dam in a makor. So especially in light of the Rosh in Ksubis where he says, shema nis arvo dam nidas, presumably what he means is that in a vacuum, that chashash of Yetze Dam and Makor wouldn't be enough to be gozer across the board. But the reason we are gozer across the board, the reason we're Makor and Dam and Sulam across the board is because of the context of Yetzer Tokvo, of Lakol Masura, where this is something that everyone's going to experience without the presence of mind to distinguish between different variables. And given that, and the fact that there is a potential chashash, as minimal as it may be, of shemin disarva with bodan nidus, that's why Chazal were machmir and across the board, low plug kind of a way, to be choshesh for any dan besulim. That seems to be the read of how to put the Rosh in Ksubis together with the Rosh in Nida. And a little bit later, we'll discuss the possible nafkamina between the presentation of the Rashba and the presentation of the Rosh. The Rashba writes in his Chidushim that the Chumra of Bi Rishona, that Bol Bi Las Mitzvah Paresh, applies even if Lo Rasa, even if the woman doesn't see any Da. So she has Bi Rishona. She does not see any dam. Nevertheless, we're concerned that maybe there is dam anyway that was lost or glassed over. That's the position of Rov Rishonim, that this chumra of Bo'al B'las Mitzvah Paresh applies even if there's no Re'ias Dam after B'as Mitzvah. The Ravid in the end of Shara Prisha is Megal on this. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ravid from the Hagos Maimonios, Hagos Maimonios Parakhas Os Gimel. And it does not appear in the earlier printings of the Bali Nefesh, which is why the footnote of the Me'iri quotes such a day as a Yesh Omim, a Yesh Mefarshim. So the footnote of the Me'iri, Rabbi Sofer's Hagos, he says that doesn't appear in the Bali Nefesh. because he didn't have Rabbi Buchwald's Bali Nefesh, but Rabbi Buchwald, who has the Madur Bas for the Bali Nefesh, has this line. So in our printed Raman it appears, but the early Rishon, the Beis Yosef saw it in a Klisheni, and he goes, Maimon, it's not in the Raman himself. Now that we have the Raman in the full form of Bali Nefesh, it could be that the Raman's Shita, that the Chumra of Dan Besulim, the Chumra of Bol Smith of Parish, rather, only applies Birasa, that might be based on the Raman's own understanding of this din. The Raman writes, in the Rabbi Buchwald edition, it's Shara Prishta Simon Aleph Os Kaf. The first line we quoted is the very end of Shara Prishta, which I think is Os Kaf Gimel, the last paragraph. But a few paragraphs earlier, the Rabbi writes in his edition, it's Simon Aleph Os Kaf, that the reason we're choshesh for Dam Besulim is Shalo Yishtabshu Bishar Damim Tmei. Not that we're worried that there's Dam Nida mixed together with Dam Besulim, but people might get confused between Dam Besulim and Dam Nida. If we're going to be, presumably as opposed to a regular Dam Maka, where Dam Maka is a rarer instance and not an instance that applies under normal circumstances, so where a woman knows that there's a Maka told by Makasa, so there we're not necessarily concerned that you're going to confuse Dam Nida together, Dam Nida with Dam Maka, or maybe we're Makel there because of the more disastrous consequences of Roa Machmas Tashrish if you wouldn't be Makel. But when it comes to Dam Besulim, the Ravid expresses a concern, we're Machmir Shalo Yishtavshu Bishar Damim Tmei. If we're going to be Makel on Dam Besulim, people may not readily discern the difference between Dam Besulim and Dam Nida. So if that's a concern, that's likely only concern if you actually see Dam. If you don't see Dam, so we're not worried you're going to confuse what you don't see with Dam Nida. So that perhaps makes sense internally within the Ravid. The Ravid's whole concern of Dam Besulim is Shelo Yishtavshu Bishar Dam Tmeim, so then maybe it makes more sense that the Ravid would only be Machmir if the woman actually sees Dam. Okay. Now, the Lashon of the Rashba who argues on the Ravid, and you know, Rovi showed him our that opinion, the Lashon of the Rashba is even if you don't see Dam, you still have to be Machmir. The din of Bo, Bilas, Mitzvah, Pari still applies. Why? The Shema Ra'asa Dam Tipa Kechar Del Beneva. Maybe the woman saw a minimal amount of Dam and it got lost. Maybe there was some Dam that came out and she just didn't see it. Oh, or Shema Chifo So Shech Vazara. Maybe Shech Vazara covered up the Dam and that's why she didn't see the Dam. Okay, that's the Lashon of Rashba in the Chidushim here. Again, the Shema Rasa Dam Tipa Kechar Del Beneva. Oh, Shema Chipa So Shech Vazara. And same formulation in Torah Sabayis, Hey Amid Beis, both in the Aruch and the Katzar, and the same Lashon L'Rash that we just quoted, Perek Yud, Simen Aleph. However, in the Torah, the Torah has Shema Rasa Tipas Dam Kechardol Vi Chipahu Shech Vasar. Not O, but Vi. Maybe she saw a little bit of Dam, and that was covered by Shech Vasar. And that's a formulation in Shulchan Aruch, here in Simen Kuf Sadi Gemo. Afilu Badka Velo Matza Dam Temeya Shema Rasa Tipas Dam Kechardol Vi Kipahu Shechvas Zera. So Nafkamina may be if there's no Shechvas Zera. So Rav Vosner writes, or they quote from Rav Vosner, the Shura Shevet Levi here, that if there's no Shech Vasera, there wasn't Bia Gemura, and there's no Dam, then she's going to be Tahara. That's the whole concern. The only reason that we're Machmir, where there's no Rias Dam, is because of Shamachifa Shefa Sarah. But if there is no Shefa Sarah, then there's no concern. So Lo Rasa, no Shefa Sarah, she should be Mutaras. Rabbi Morgan's concern quotes from Rav Yashiv is Machmir, Piskei Das, Perek Nun Gimel Sifei, there Rav Yashiv is Machmir, and the O versus the U is Lav Dafka, that the intent of the Mechaber wasn't Lafuke, the Rosh Belefaneinu, it wasn't Dafka U as opposed to O, but in a Chanami, the concern exists of Shamer Rasa Tipas Dam Kechardol, even if there's no Shifas Arab. Then the Ramah quotes this Ravid as a Yesh Makilim. V'yesh Makilin im lo ras adam. V'nag v'lahakel im lo gamar bia. Rak haraba v'lo ras adam. So the Ramah quotes this Yesh Makilim, which is a Ravid im lo ras adam. It says, the minig is lahakel. If there's regular Bia Rishon, a Bias Mitzvah, then we're Machmer, even if Lo Rasa Dam. But since anyway you have the Shitas Arayvit to a Bia Mitzaref, where there's no Gemar Bia, where there's only Hara, and Lo Rasa Dam, then you could be Mech. That's the Minog that the Ramah quotes, that if there's only Hara, and there's no Dam, you could be Mecho. Aval and Bala, be a mamish, Sarah Flifa, she meant Afapishala Rasadam. Ubal Nefesh, Yacho, Shlaatma, Shalalisla, Bitinokas. You shouldn't, Lichachila, create a situation where you're not going to have Bia Gemura just to avoid assering your wife, Labaila. Okay, so this Kula of the Ramah, the Nagu Lahakil, the Harab Alma, so that most Achronim accept. And Rav Avadya writes that even Svardim could be Mekel here. That since the whole Chashash to begin with is based on a relative Nia de la Shchicha, that there's going to be real Dam Nida mixed together as the Rush has. We're talking about an Issa de Rabbanan anyway. And if you're going to be Machmir, so then you're going to create potentially difficult situations. It could take a while until you have proper Bias Mitzvah. So you may go through, if every time you have a Rabba Alma, you don't successfully have Birishona, you're going to ask for her, so then it could drag on for a long time. And then you're encouraging her Huri Aveira, etc. So Rav Avadya says, even Svardim, have the right to rely on this Ramah to be Mekel on Hara where there's no Bia Gemura. Aruch HaShulchan is skeptical about this. Aruch HaShulchan in Sifkatan Tess is Machmir. He quotes the anonymous Gedolim, he doesn't mention by name, for Mefakbek on the Satur of Hara. So the Aruch HaShulchan is not so excited. But Lamaisa, the general consensus of Poskim is we accept the Ramah. Ramosha has a tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simen Pei Hei. So Ramosha says, you can have your cake and eat it too. Meaning, the reason, the rationale for being Mekel on Harab Alma is that that's not a Gemar Bia, and therefore you probably didn't break the Mesulim, and that's why there's no Dam Mesulim. So if you didn't see any Dam, then you don't have to be choshesh that there was Dam Mesulim you didn't see. But then, the next time you have proper Bia Gemura, so then that's going to trigger the Chumra of Dam Mesulim. Where Moshe says, let's say you have a case where in the Bia Rishona is not a Bia Gemura, it's only Hara, and she sees a Tipas Dam. So are you going to say that, well, in general, so here she has to be machmir because she saw that. That's not the nidin of the Ramah. But the theory of the Ramah is that if it's a Rabba Alma, then you haven't gotten rid of the Basulim. If you haven't gotten rid of the Basulim, then that's going to be a Gemura. You have to be Choshesh for the Chomer Zadam Basulim. So then it should follow. Even if you saw a Tiba Zadam, the Rabba Alma, next time you have to be a Gemura, then you have to be machmir to speak that is Zadam Basulim, Afilu La Rasa. Moshe says no. Moshe says that you could have your cake and eat it too. You could be mekel if you saw dam the first time, even though it's bahara. It's possible that you got rid of the basulim bahara ba'alma, and it's possible that that's the extent of the dam basulim that you're going to see. So then you don't have to be machmir the next time that you have via gemura, even if as long as lo rasa the second time. Okay. The Mechaber continues. V'tzmicha shetifzak betaira. So, kones esabesula bolbi lasmitzo paresh. So then, she has to go through the regular taira process, including a hefzak taira, and shiva nekiyim. V'tzmicha shetifzak betaira v'tifda kol shiva. So even if lo rasa, even if she didn't see any dam, she still treats herself as a regular nida to require hefzik tara and shiva nekiyim. Below taska lindos ayom chamishi lishimusha. And you have to wait the regular amount of time that you have to wait before doing hefzik tara in general, as we'll discuss. In general, according to the Mechaber, you have to wait till day 5 in order to do a hefzik tara because poleta shechvazera, and poleta shechvazera is not only me'ez la'ez, so your starting point is you have to have 4 days before you can do a hefzik tara, and that will be day 5 lishimusha. And the Ramah is machmer for an additional day so that you need 5 days before you could do, you can only do hefzik tara on the 5th day, because of the suffix of Bein HaShmashas. So that we'll discuss in due time. But the Taz here quotes in Sifkatan Gimel, Sifkatan Dalet, Matsasi B'Shem Maharal Niprak, the AFP, the Hashta Nohog Alma, the Nida Maskelos Limnos Biyom Hashishi, that even though now, you know, the Ramah Paskins in Kupsari Vav, that you have to wait 5 days, before, you can only do half the Tara on day 5, and then you can start counting your Shimon Akim on day 6. So even though, in general, we add the extra day to the Poleta Shifla Zera count before doing a half the Tara, Mikamakam Bit. When it comes to Dam Besulim, you can shave off that extra day. So you can do a Hefzik Tara on day 4, like the Mechaber, and then start your Shiva Nekiyim on day 5. But why is that so? Why are we more makel when it comes to Dam Besulim to shave off that extra day? If you look in the Taz in Sifkatan Kupsari Vav, the end of in Simon Kupsari Vav, the end of Sifkatan Hay, Simon Kupsari Vav, the end of Sifkatan Hay, the Taz writes, it's about 6-7 lines before the end of the Sifkatan. He quotes the Maral, Venera Taimo. Kevan de Einkan Dam Nida, Rak Dam Bisulim. That since there's no real Dam Nida here anyway, it's only Dam Bisulim. Loach Mirbo Mishum Tashmish Bein Hashmashas. So the whole reason for the Chumah of the Ramah, that the Chumah that the Ramah passes for the Tumas Hadeshen, that you have to add the extra day, is because maybe the women are Tashmish Bein Hashmashas and you're a day off. They have to add an extra day to the count. Aval in the MS Nivola Bilas Mitzvah Ben Hashmashos Niravadai the Chashvina Lo Ki Ilu Nivelas Velayla Sha'achar Osa Ben Ashmoshos. Afilu Gabe Kala Nimsa Shin Nivala Kala Lema Tishabis Timna Miyom Chamishi. V'em Nivala Ben Ashmoshos Shasof Yom Aleph Timna Miyom Vav. So since anyway, this is only a Chumra of Dan Besulim, so we weren't Mosif Chumra Al Chumra to be choshesh for the extra chumrah of the Ramah from the Trumas Hadashen by Poletas Shechva Sara in general. So here the Taz says, it's just because we're talking about a chumrah anyway, so lo hosifu chumrah al chumrah. The Or Sameach, Perek Vavi Sirei Bia Halacha Tezayin, Perek Vavi Sirei Bia Halacha Tezayin has a different explanation of this maral, that it's not just because Dan Besulim is a chumrah, but it's because when it comes to Bi'ir Rishona is never or generally not going to take place Bein Hashmashas. Ein derech lahakdim bias nesuin betchilas alayla. Kol shekein debein hashmashos shema tishamish bi rishona lo chayish. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the whole reason for the chumrah of adding the extra day is because of a chashash that maybe there was the last tashmish debein hashmashos and you're going to be off by a day and you're capped. But when it comes to a kala, that never happens. You never have bi rishona bein hashmashos, so there's no reason for the concern. Moshe writes in the Tshuva to Rabbi Eider, Tshuva number Yuches, that according to the reasoning of the Aruch or Sameach, then Bismanenu, where afternoon weddings are not uncommon, the likelihood or the possibility of Bia Ben Hashmashos is not beyond the realm of possibility. So according to the reasoning of or Sameach, then maybe you would have to be Machmir for the extra day. According to the Taz, that since Dan Besulim is a chumrah anyway, we don't go to this extreme. So then it's all the same. Nothing to do with whether in practice there's a possibility that there was Bi'ir Rishona Bein Hashmashos. But according to Or Sameach, that it's a practical matter. We're not choshesh for Bi'ir Bein Hashmashos because it doesn't happen. So if you're in a society where it could happen, maybe you would have to be choshesh. So Ramosha, in practice, says that if the woman is lo pirsa nida, so if the woman doesn't see any dam, so then you can be make like the Taz. But if she's Pirsanida, so then you have to be machmir like the Or Sameach and require the extra thing. Okay. Achrona discussed the following shaila, which breaks down into two parts. A woman who had a medical procedure to remove the basulin. So a medical procedure to remove the basulin could happen in one of two contexts. A woman may, and this is strongly discouraged by poskim for meta-halachic or hashkafic reasons, if not for halachic reasons, a woman may want to have her basulin removed ahead of time, before getting married, to minimize the potential discomfort of Bi'ir Rishona. So that's something that is hashkafically and metahalakhically discouraged. Or the context that Moshe discusses is maybe a woman is in a situation where it has been difficult to break the basulin naturally. And there has to be some medical intervention in order to do that. So the shaila breaks down as follows. Number one, so when the procedure takes place and the basulim are removed, so does that have the same status of Bi'ir Rishona, that the woman is going to become asura because the basulim are removed, even if they're removed Shelo ayidei ayidei bia. Right, so you have a medical procedure to remove the basulim, and she sees dam. And the medically, we know that's dam basulim. So you still have to be machmir to treat the woman as asur labayla because of the dam basulim, even though that's dam shelo ayidei bia. And then question number two is, let's say she had this procedure, and now she's going to have bia. So does that have the din of bo'ol bilas mitzvah uparesh, where we know medically there are no basulim anymore? So, yeah. She's seen the dam after the procedure, or as a result of the procedure. Before Birishona, there wasn't a halakha Birishona. There might have been hara, which is why she's doing this, because she wasn't able to have a Birishona. She wasn't able to have a Bigamur. So Rabbi Karp, in his Mishmeres Tara, in the back of Chelik Beis of his Sefer, he has Mishabrua style work on some of the Simanim in Hilchos Nida, the ones that he didn't deal with as thoroughly in the first part of the volume, in the Kisser Sefer style part of the volume. So in the first Beir Halacha in Siman Kuf Sadi Gimel, he suggests that the first Shaila, that if you have this procedure to remove the Mesulim and then she sees Dam, do you have the Chumras of Dam Besulim that she becomes a Surah? Maybe that would be dependent on the Machlokas, the Rashba, and the Rush that we started with. That if the reason for the Chumra of Dam Besulim is like the Rush, that we're not Bekiyim L'chalek between different types of dam, and we're concerned that maybe there's dam nida that's mixed together. So that concern could exist even if the dam basulim are caused because of some medical intervention. If we're just concerned that anytime you have dam basulim, maybe there's dam nida mixed together, maybe we're not sure what the source of the dam is totally. So that's not only a concern if the dam basulim is caused by Birishona, that should be relevant even if the dam basulim emerges because of a medical procedure. According to the Rashba, that dam basulim is fundamentally dam maka, and the reason we're machmir is that it's only a one-time occurrence. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that, Talia. We'll see in a minute. For Ramosha clearly doesn't think it should be dependent on the Rosh and the Rashba. You can really go in either direction. Yeah. Right. Right. So according to the first reading in the Rashba, that the reason we're Machmer and Damasulim is maybe there was you had successful Yerushalayim without removing the Masulim. No, they're the Rashba saying that the reason we're Machmer on Bal Bilas Mitzu Paresh is where you don't see dam here you see dam, right? Right, so you see dam, and maybe because it's possible to get around the breaking the basulim. So maybe that's Dam Nida, and that's where Machmer. But here we know it's Dam Basulim. Okay, anyway, that's not what Rabbi Kark says. Because he's going with the second reason of Rashi. We'll see in a moment. Ramosha doesn't have a Taliyah like that. Yeah. All right.
Well, it sounded like Ramosha thought that the reason Rashi should apply is because this is the kind of thing that's going to keep
leading.
Right. So.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. I was Rabbi Karp's analysis is not consistent with that suggestion of Ramosha, but I'm not sure why the Taliyah works independent of that. Okay, we'll get to Ramosha now. Yeah, so Ramosha writes, Yerdei Chel Galus Sim Pei Zayin, Yerdei Chel Galus Sim Pei Zayin. So Moshe is makel on both of the shilas associated with this procedure, both not to require, not to ask the woman Labaila because of the dam that emerges through the procedure, and not to treat the subsequent bia as halachic b'rishona for these purposes. So Moshe writes that the nidon, or the impetus for the shaila, is that the reason he had the woman had to have this procedure was because it was hard to break the basulim naturally. And the caveat was that if they wouldn't have, after the procedure, if they wouldn't have Tashmish that day, so then the effect of the procedure would be compromised and and that area of the Basulim would reconstitute itself and the procedure wouldn't have the desired effect. So in that case, especially because there's a strong impetus to allow Tashmish right after the procedure, but otherwise the procedure would be pointless, do you have to be choshesh that the procedure asks a woman labai? So Moshe writes, he could be mekel, that fundamentally dam besulim is dam akka. And the only situation where Chazal asserted was where the dam besulim is expelled through bia, but not through any other means, not through a mugasei situation, and not through a machine. And he says, even according to the second reason, the Rush, that the reason we're Machmir Dam Basulim is because if we weren't to be, the reason we're Machmir Dam Basulim relative to Dam Akka is that it's a low stakes Shaila and it's only going to ask the woman Labaila on a one time basis. So if that's the case, then maybe here you should be Machmer as well, even if the Basulim are being removed medically, and that's what questions are done, because it's still a one-time basis. So he says, not really, because if you don't do this procedure, and then you don't have Tashmish afterwards, then it's going to repeat itself, and it's a recurring concern, because they will never be able to have proper Bia. And he says, we don't really assume like that reason of the Rashba, la la. But Moshe's bottom line is that you can, you know, pilpul in the Rishonim, but the bottom line is that the Xeris Chazal to be Machmer Dan Besulim of Bo Bilas Mitzvah Parish was only instituted in the context of a Bia and not in any other context. So if the Besulim are removed medically, then it doesn't trigger this din of Asering the women Labaila. And then he writes, if through a subsequent Bia there's going to be Dan, so then you'll have to be Parish for 7 days. But if it's not going to be Dam, then you don't have to be Parish, because you can assume that whatever Dam Besulim there were removed through the medical procedure. So again, Ramosha's Makel, that if you have the Besulim removed medically, number one, there's no din of asking the woman Labaila, because the whole Chumrah was only where it's Ayyidei Diyah. And number two, where the Besulim were removed medically, and then whatever subsequent time you have Diyah for the first time, if lo rasa, then there's no trigger of bol bilas mitzvah parish either, because then you have the right to assume that all the dam sulim came out through the medical procedure. That's Ramosha's psak. That's the psak of Rav Avadia in the Shuvah we quoted earlier, Chelek Dalet Yerideya Simen Yud, Chelek Dalet Yerideya Simen Yud, as well as Chelek Yud Simen Kaf Ches, Chelek Yud Simen Kaf Ches. Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss, Chelek Dalet Simen Nun Ches, Chelek Dalet Simen Nun Ches, in a letter to Ramosha himself, requested that Ramosha retract his position. Dayan Weiss assumes that the Chumra Dam Besulim applies even Shelo Ayidei Bia. And he again expresses the recurring theme of skepticism about the Nemanis of doctors. So how do you know that the doctor actually removed all of the Besulim, even if that's a representation? Maybe there's still some Besulim, and therefore there has to be a concern of Dam Besulim. And the whole reason of Chilchol applies here as well. If we're concerned that Bi Rishon is going to cause some emotional reaction that's going to open the Makor and have Dan come out, so the fact that you remove the Besulim medically doesn't compromise the Chilchol concern. And the Rashba's reasoning that it's only a one-time reason to be Machmer would apply here as well. The Minchas Yitzchak denies, argues on Ramosha and asks Ramosha to retract. And he quotes a Marsham, who is Machmir as well. The Marsham is Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Yud. Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Yud, quoted in Darkei Tshuva, Sivkat and Tesvav. Marsham Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Yud. The Marsham is Mekel on day five, leading to the Hefsek Tara in this situation, like the Maral. But that's all he's willing to concede. So it sounds like the Marsham was Machmir otherwise, that even if the Besulim are removed medically, you still have to be Choshesh for the din of Dam Besulim. And since Eliezer is Machmir as well, since Eliezer, Chelek Yud, Simen Kafe, Perek Yud Beis, Chelek Yud, Simen Kafe, Perek Yud Beis, he notes that it looks like Ramosha was not aware of the Marsham. And he concludes that in general, you have no right to be Mekel, unless it's the specific Nidan of Ramosha, where if you're not Mekel, then the Besulim are going to come together again and the surgery would be ineffective. So then, since Eliezer says you can be Mekel like Ramosha, as long as the doctor is able to represent that the Dam that emerged is purely Dam Besulim and not Dam minimakor. So in principle, it says Eliezer is reluctant to be mekel, but he's willing to concede where there's no breira that you could rely on remotion. Rav Avadia quotes the Minchas Yitzchak, who asked Rav Moshe to be chozer, and he writes, "B'mechilas kvod the Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Moshe should not have been chozer, which he wasn't." And he says that even if Godol kvodo shel Marsham, even if the Minchas Yitzchak is concerned about the Marsham's kavod, ha'emes ahuv el Yosef, that we're more concerned about the truth than the kavod of the Marsham, and Rav Avadia thinks that the truth is with Rav Moshe. And that's the psak of Shlomo Zalman as well, quoted Nishmas Avram, that if you're worried, as the Minchas Yitzchak says, of the tremoring and trembling that may ensue after Bia Rishona, so then anytime you have any medical procedure, if you're worried about the tremoring, Minchas Yitzchak assumes that the Hasharas Habisulim may also cause some tremoring. So then you should be concerned anytime you have a procedure that could cause tremoring. Shlomo Zalman is Mekel as well. The bottom line, Ravadia, Rav Moshe, Shlomo Zalman are Mekel on the Shaila. That seems to be the greater consensus of Poskim. That the Minchas Yitzchak is concerned that just as the Tshuvas HaGaonim, that maybe the basis for the rush, that we're concerned that Dam Nida gets mixed together with Dam Besulin because there is tremoring that's going to cause the Makor to open. So Minchas Yitzchak seems to assume that that tremoring could be caused by Hasharis Besulin, i.e. medical procedure also. And it's not the Bi-Rishona that causes the tremoring, it's the breaking of the basula.
And then
explain
why
the definitely came out. It's a way of explaining why Rikoshesh, that Dam Nida may come out also, and then you'd have to ask for the woman because of the procedure. The Minchas Yitzchak thinks that the procedure will ask for the woman just as Bia would ask for the woman. And one of the reasons he gives is that this chilchol may apply even shelo ayidei Bia, even if it's some external action that causes the besulim to be wrong. And Shlomo Zalman, according to Shmuel Avram, disputed that as being relevant outside of the context of Bia. I saw in the one of the volumes of the Pua Tshuvas that they discussed the following procedure, which I just asked Rabbi Willick today. He said I've never heard of it, so I don't know how common this is. But what they refer to as Shichzur Besulim, which in English is called a hymenoplasty, where a woman whose Besulim were previously removed or lost her Besulim, and can have it cosmetically repaired or restored. So if a woman, say Balas Tshuva, who is about to get married, wants to have her Besulim cosmetically restored, leaving aside the propriety of doing such a thing, but if that was done, then what would the status be as far as the Chumra of Dam Besulim? So is the din of Bo, Bila, Smith, or Parish relevant there as well? So there's a tshuva in the Chelek Gimel of the Pua tshuvas from Rav Asher. Rav Asher is machmir that, yeah, should have the regular din of Dam Besulim, meaning even if lo rasa, but you have the regular chumra of Bia Rishona, because the tissue that is used to reconstitute the broken basulim is from the same area of the body. So mali, the original basulim, and mali, basulim that you repair or restore with the same tissue from the makam of basulim. And they quote most others that disagree. They have a brief tshuva from Rabbi Tedler, and from Silverstein and from Nevensal. And when I asked Rabbi Willick, he assumed Pasha that way also, that no, that's not Besulim. And therefore the Stin of Bol Bilas Misaparish would not apply. Okay. And we'll stop here for today. Next time we'll begin the sugya of Dam Chimur. And again, the plan is that we'll have another week.